tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of Black Twitter. We have so much to talk about tonight. 6ix9ine is spreading rumors, the Nicki bars are coming for Usher, Black reality TV drama, and apparently Chuck E. Cheese is catfishing. So, I don't know, it's crazy. I am Tina Sassy AJ, but I cannot do this alone without my panel. First, we have the oh-so-beautiful Miss Ashley Dior, and she will be coming in with Black Twitter News. Hey, cutie.
Hi, everyone.
Next, we have Mr. Lover of all things sci-fi, fantasy, host, and actor Elgin Ball. And he will be letting us know what music is dropping this week. What's up, Elgin?
What's up? I'm ready to get into it.
And last but certainly not least, TV host, comedian, and lover of 90s music and outer space, James Maple. And he will be letting us know what's going down in club quarantine.
What's up, everybody? Excited to talk this week with y'all.
Yes. So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and get this show started. Elgin, what you got for us?
Okay, so everybody knows our resident favorite rat of New York, 6ix9ine Tekashi. He is out here mad at the billboards because his single that debuted after his release in jail called Gooba, which we're still trying to figure out what that is. It got number 3 on the billboards. And the song, coincidentally, that we were talking about last week, too, Stuck With You by Ariana and Justin Bieber, got number 1 on the billboards. So you're probably thinking, well, what's wrong with that? You know, he got number 3. But he mad because he didn't get the number 1 spot like he got the number 1 spot of being a rat in New York on a billboard. So he got on the video.
Elgin!
I'm sorry. I got to bring in the rat puns today. But he's mad because he didn't get the number 1 spot. So he got on a video on Instagram and basically said that you can buy a number 1 spot on a billboard. And everything about the billboard is easily manipulated when it comes to music and getting that number 1 spot. And so all that was happening, and Ariana Grande decided to chime in on that situation and basically like pillow talk around him saying that and her and Justin Bieber getting the number 1 spot. So it was like a giant fiasco all over the shade room. Black Twitter was talking about it, and it just kind of made a giant splash everywhere.
Crazy.
What do y'all think
it
about
crazy,
that?
It is crazy. Because I remember we talked about it last week. The Justin and what's her name? Ariana. But we didn't like the song. Like,
no, we didn't.
Last week we weren't feeling it. But I mean, they are both huge stars with huge following. So you put those two on a song, like, of course it's going to be number 1. That's what I think.
You know, with 6ix9ine, I'm always confused. I'm like, is he just trying to get his name out there? Like, I think he likes to create drama around him. So he might just be talking, you know, I don't know.
My man, you just got out of jail. Have several damn teams. You over here talking about number 1, number 2. How about you, like, get a credit card first? Like, let's talk about how you will reintegrate yourself into society. You just got out of jail. Have several seats, my man. Ain't nobody looking for you. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are looking for him. I take that back. But nonetheless.
Yeah, a lot of people.
He's walling out right now. Like, he's all over the place doing the most. I just feel like it's just another one of 6ix9ine's, like, weekly antics that keep us talking about him. But, I mean, he does what he does to stay relevant. He does it well. I'll give him that because he's always on the news. But in this instance, I think he should just take the L. Like, man, like, you ain't get number 1. Like, didn't we report last week he made, like, millions and millions of dollars on that song?
He did.
Take that money and relocate because you keep having to move because you keep posting everywhere you are. Like, get that money and then sit down and just take this L.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And take care of them kids. Well, let me.
Wait a minute. Was he a deadbeat too?
I heard that he was a deadbeat.
Wow.
I think he got like 2, but his baby moms is always on like Instagram saying that he's not taking care of his kids and all that stuff. So, you know.
Goodness gracious, Lord. Okay. Oh, great. Well, according to, you know, everything that's going on, we got some more crazy stuff going on. James, what's going on with the Nicki Barbs and Usher?
Some things are going down. So, you know, since we've been doing Black Twitter, we've been talking, since we've been doing it in quarantine, we've been talking a lot about this whole Versus thing. And this is something we mentioned weeks ago about a hypothetical Versus we would love to see, that of which would be Nicki Minaj versus Lil' Kim. So that came up in conversation on an interview that Usher was having with Swizz Beatz, and he said something that got the people talking. So I want to give you guys some both sides of the argument, a neutral argument, and then get your point on it. So here's what happened. So Usher's talking to Swizz Beatz, and he's talking about, again, a hypothetical versus between Nicki and Lil' Kim. So Usher says point blank, he thinks that it would be unfair because Nicki is a product of Lil' Kim. So, a lot of back and forth. Now, we have fans talking about Usher to keep his mouth shut because Usher paid Nicki $250K twice to be featured on one of his songs. So there was that argument. Other sides are people are saying they mad at Usher for saying Nicki Minaj is a product of Lil' Kim, but Lil' Kim's influence can be found all over the female rap game. Kim took heat for sexuality, explicit lyrics, music videos, and all for all these girls these days to be able to stand in their truth. So the last one I want to throw out to you is a celebrity reaction that we got. It came from Ms. Tamar Braxton, and she threw out an interesting thing because we know she has sisters who she's often compared to. So Tamar says that she thinks Lil' Kim did not, she disagrees with Usher, and she says Lil' Kim did not give Nicki Minaj her talent. That's saying something like, oh, if it wasn't for Toni Braxton, you wouldn't have no throat. Well, my throat came from the Holy Ghost. So I'm pitching to y'all. We agree? Do we disagree? Is Nicki a product of Lil' Kim? What do you guys think?
You know, I love Nicki. I'm like Queen Nicki. I love her. But, you know, I would be lying if I say, you know, Lil' Kim, she's a vet at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's always somebody you look up to in the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's always someone that you will look up to. But I wouldn't say, like, Nicki Minaj has definitely paved her own way. She's made her own name. She's made, you know, her own type of music. But, you know, Lil' Kim, like, I can't disrespect that either. You get what I'm saying? Because she, mm-hmm. you know, they started it. You know what I mean? So,
you know. I was just like, is saying that someone is the product of something, is that a dig? Like, I didn't mm-hmm. think Usher meant it bad. I just thought he meant like Kim kind of started and you know, Nicki is just taking the torch to the next level, which I think is a great thing. You know, they're both incredibly talented artists. Like, why can't they both be celebrated? Yeah. It kills me.
Black women against each other.
It's a shame.
I was going to throw that out there. You know, yeah. Like, I feel like there's already a deep contention between Nicki fans and a Lil' Kim fans. I feel like Usher stepping in and, like, stirring the pot even more just made it, like, that much more worse when we see two strong Black women at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a side on this. I guess I kind of agree with Ashley mostly. Like, it's possible for these two juggernauts to exist in the same capacity and be celebrated for their talent. So I didn't like the fact that he kind of put them against each other, but I would love to see that Versus, yeah. By the way.
Oh, listen, if they did a Versus, that would be so fun.
That'd break the internet.
Absolutely.
Totally.
I would watch it.
It would be so good.
Okay, well, Ashley, what's going on in Black reality world, girl? Some drama?
Oh my gosh, so much drama in Black reality TV right now. So I'm sure you guys have heard that Master P and Romeo are even further distancing themselves from reality TV and growing up hip hop in particular. Master P went on Instagram on Monday and was like, the producers are devils, they're making up fake stories, fake storylines, fake love lives, and it's just causing a lot of unnecessary drama. Like flipping positive moments into negative ones. We even heard Mimi Foss from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta say that she took a $150,000 pay cut from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta because she didn't have enough drama in her storyline, which is wild. Yeah. So, and I think also today, Peppa and Tretch's daughter, I think her name is Egypt, she just said that she's quitting Growing Up Hip Hop too. So it seems like, you know, these stars are just fed up. They're fed up with the editing, they're fed up with you know, not being portrayed in an honest light. And, you know, it's happening all over reality TV. I mean, Kristen Cavallari on E!, she is quitting her show. You know, she's just going through a divorce. So it seems like these reality TV shows are really doing maybe a lot more harm than they are good. I mean, I'm sure it's a nice check, but is the check worth your dignity? Is it worth your family? Mm-hmm. Is it worth, you know, your love life? So a lot is going on here. Like, it's tough because, you know, money is money and, you know, we all want to make a living, but at what cost, you know? And then I think about, is it our fault as the audience for watching it and, you know, and wanting more and really delving into these super dramatic TV shows? And, you know, is it us? Are we the reason that it's so bad? What do you guys think?
You know, I will say that editing is crazy on TV, and they do edit to get more, you know, views. And there's some people out here in the world that really think reality is real. They think reality TV is real. So it's kind of like they can't differentiate between what's made up or, you know, kind of fluffed up between what's real. And if they go on Master P's Instagram and watch the actual video, he's talking to the producer. I really agree with Master P and Romeo. They really will take your words, cut out one part that you said, and only one part to make it seem like something. And the part that Master P, he didn't disagree with, was the Angela Simmons part, because, you know, she dealt with a lot of death. Her baby father, husband, or boyfriend passed away. So the fact that they tried to play on that and didn't take in compassion for her family, you know, this didn't show any type of compassion, but instead they wanted to hype it up for views. It was kind of like, that's messed up. Like, where's your heart?
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that clip too, and one of the main things that immediately caught my attention was when Romeo was talking about they kind of wanted to misconstrue his Bible study session because they wanted to have it on TV. And I'm just like, a lot of people may not agree, but I am like so tired of people, like, especially the entertainment industry, trying to misconstrue or decimate like people's relationship with God. And I feel like a lot of the times it makes it worse, more worse for people that are trying to show that other side of, well, I guess Romeo's on his side is like Christianity. And I feel like the entertainment industry really does try to push a different narrative than what it actually is. So I was so happy when he said that when he was fighting against that. So I love that. Because they out here trying to play with God, they better stop.
I didn't like, because he said they was trying to play around his faith. Like, this is a part of his life. Like, don't try to twist it and try, you know, because like you said.
And that comes before anything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that Master P said, he was like, that's why ownership is so important, because if you like own the show, then you have, you know, the rights to, you know, how they cut it and what they edit and what they don't. And like you said, AJ, like, a lot of people don't know reality TV shows have writers. Like, people are writing this stuff so that people will watch. Like, a lot of it is not, it's not real. It's completely made up, but it's entertaining, you know? So it's just like, it is kind of what it is, I guess.
One last thing that really stuck out to me, though, from what and reading the story was, I think it was like the age of people. Like, we were talking about, I looked up Mimi Fallison and Master P as well. I feel like, you know, all these people have been in this public spot for so long. And the first thing that came to mind were their children, because their children are adults now with children of their own. So, I mean, I know this is common knowledge, but the internet and television are forever. Everything you do can be traced back to you in the future. So I think people are starting to realize, like, oh, I'm being painted in a light that will be etched in stone for eternity, and that's going to be who I'm remembered for.
So true. That's, and you know, several Love and Hip Hop members even spoke out about it. Well, they always speak out when they're mad about the show, but they have said numerous times that it's not real. If the scene is not ratchet enough, they'll tell them redo the scene. They set them up into certain environments to, you know, argue. They'll put liquor and stuff on the scene to make them, you know, do this stuff. So definitely. So you can't trust everything you see, guys. Reality is not real. Speaking of scams and
scammers.
Y'all have to weigh in on this. Listen, guys, every child's favorite entertainment birthday center, Chuck E. Cheese, is trending, and no, he did not die. Chuck E. Cheese is actually using an alias by the name of Pasquale's Pizza to get people to order food from them And let me just say, this is the exact reason why people have trust issues, okay? For those who do not know, Pasquale, he is the human chef in Chucky's world. He's also the drummer on Munch's make-believe band, the Rat Band, okay? So you guys see the picture? That's Pasquale. So apparently what happened was somebody had ordered pizza because they was on Grubhub under Pasquale's Pizza, and they realized it was the same address as Chuck E. Cheese. So when you go to the location, it's still the Chuck E. Cheese, you know, building, but they have a paper on the window that says Pasquale's Pizza and Of course, Twitter is having a field day with this one. Here, guys. I'll read out a few tweets, okay, guys? All right, so one tweet says, was I really going to find out from a tweet that Chuck E. Cheese is getting people to order their food by going under an alias company on delivery apps such as Grubhub, Pasquale's? Yes, that's Chuck E. Cheese guy. So if you got it. And our next tweet says, Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and then Pasquale's pizza, which is like the... So basically, a Chuck E. Cheese spokesperson said that the new pizza will have a thicker crust and a different sauce, making it a more premium pizza experience, okay? With a different crust and different sauce, right? It's a bougie Chuck E. Cheese, all right? The next one says, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is bomb. People are bugging. They trying to figure out why y'all tripping. They like it, okay? And my last tweet says, Chuck E. Cheese is trying to sell pizza under a name with the meme.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, you know, I have got to ask you guys, would you guys buy Pasquale's pizza? Or what do you think about them going under the alias, or should they just go under Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
The deception, the lies. I don't like it. I mean, I can kind of see, you know, in thinking about ordering pizza now as an adult, Chuck E. Cheese, a sidebar, do you guys know the E for Chuck E is Chuck Entertainment Cheese? That's his name. The E stands for entertainment. Did you know that?
Nope, didn't know that.
Yeah, you did a little research on my boy Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I mean.
Hello.
But you know, I think that now as an adult, I don't think I would order Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I don't think that we're in such dire straits, even during a global pandemic, that Chuck E. Cheese will be my first choice. So no. I'm going to say no on that.
I don't remember if Chuck E. Cheese pizza was good or not. Like, I haven't been there in decades. So I have no idea. I guess it was good. I don't know. But no,
we were children. We didn't know.
Yeah. There's no way. No. Scammers.
You order Pasquale's pizza?
Nah, I stick to Little Caesars. I think I'm good with them.
A quick shout out to Miss Latasha and Mr. Jolly Rhino for saying that this was some clever marketing, and then that this was the true art of the deal in our live chat. So shout out to you guys for chiming
in. Good point. Very good point.
Yes, I agree. I was just going to say, I personally think that Chuck E. Cheese rebranding themselves as Pasquale's Pizza is a genius marketing move. Because, you know, you got to be creative these days in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get paid for
it. It's great.
And we got a new sauce. Y'all gonna get this pizza, all right?
Mm-hmm. This new sauce.
But yes, enough about Chuck E. Cheese. Guys, so we're gonna move on to Club Quarantine. James, what's going on? Tell us.
So the music game, it is popping, popping, popping. We got some kind of like somber news and some kind of good news towards the end. So let's open up with some more somber news. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Miss Alicia Keys opened up like nobody's business. So she, in a recent tweet, she released some like really personal information about herself. She basically disclosed an open letter that she wrote to her father when she was 14 years old back in 1994 that her father actually kept. And he like saved in a box for years and years and years, and he showed it to her again, probably in the last few days, after they repaired their actual relationship. So the tweet read that she posted, I've been waiting for the right moment to share this excerpt with you from #moremyself. In the early part of my teens, I wrote this letter to my father, Craig. I wanted nothing to do with him. My words came from a place of vulnerability and longing. Now, she ended the tweet. Look, if you guys can see that really cute photo of her as well, she was like 10 years old there. She's very cute. This letter was very scathing. I'll give you just the first line of it. We had the full letter itself. It says, "It saddens me. The most of my heart is bitter towards you." So that's just the opening line to the letter. I see Ashley drinking her tea right now because she knows it's about to get juicy. So what do you guys think? Is this too much information that we're getting? Like, should some stuff be kept private? Because that's like, to me, that's hitting home. What do you guys think?
You know, yeah. I feel like because they reconnected. So that was the good part about it. But I feel like when people share their testimonies, it can help other people rebuild relationships mm-hmm. with strange family members. So the fact that they went through all of that and she wanted to share with people, say, like, you know, there's hope out there, or maybe connect with people to say, hey, if I can try to rebuild a relationship with a father that I didn't really know, then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you can too. So I think it's a story that people would like to hear.
Yeah. So she opened up that she did the same thing you just mentioned, AJ. She opened it up to her fans and invited them in to discuss and send her stories. If they had any type of hardships like that, or they, you know, remended relationships with someone in their past. Second story I want to talk about is for all the class of 2020 in particular. One member of our cast here, Mr. Elgin Ball, just recently graduated. We want to give him a big congratulations. He is part of the class of 2020. So one of the special things that have happened with the class of 2020 is they have had some amazing commencement speakers. We're talking about Michelle and Barack Obama, Beyonce, Oprah, and the most recent is Miss Cardi B. So she made a graduation statement, hashtag graduation 22, in a virtual commencement ceremony. I won't read the full statement, but basically she's wishing well wishes to all of the graduates in the way that she does. She's telling them to make that money because you don't know what kind of economy you're going into, and to not let coronavirus stand in your way. And I know that we all can agree with that. And I know we're short on time, so I'm going to breeze through this last story very quickly. Trey Songz is also in the news. So he basically was on an interview with DJ Quicksilver. I didn't know that he had a talk show, but he has a weekly talk show. And these whole Zoom meetings we've been doing, though they can be annoying, they have really opened up a lot of like personal information for people.
Oh, yeah.
So Trey Songz recently disclosed that he was willing to sign Summer Walker years ago. Like years and years ago, because he had an app on his phone and people would send him songs all the time. And he had this one song for this one artist. He didn't know who it came from. He played it and played it and played it and played it to his producers. No one could figure out who it was. Years later, we found out the track was a song from Summer Walker. Do you guys think that he's kind of like trying to capitalize on her recent fame with her new album coming out? Or is he telling us the truth? What do you think?
Well, I believe him. yeah. Like what? I think he was just like, dang, I missed out and I wish I had, you know. And I love Summer Walker. Ooh, I love
She's so Summer dope. Walker. Yeah.
She's so great. Shout out.
Yeah. So that's all I got going down for Club Quarantine.
All right. Thank you, James. Elgin, what's the drops for the week?
All right, we got some cool drops. I'm gonna start off with number one. Coincidentally, speaking about alleged deadbeat fathers, we got Future, a new album that dropped.
Elgin!
I'm just given the fact that alleged.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Where is the lie?
Allegedly, okay?
Allegedly.
Baby
Thank you, AJ. Allegedly.
He be in a concert with him.
I love the concert. I love his music. But he dropped an album called The Highlight. Featuring artists like Travis Scott, Lil Durk, Lil Uzi Vert, and Drake and DaBaby. And I thought the album was fire. I listened to a couple of songs, and I was like, all right. And most notably, when his singles, Life is Good, featuring Drake, was on that album as well. So we got that. Did you guys get to listen to the album by any chance?
I listened to it. I mean, it was Future, you know, saying all the things men Future. I shouldn't be dating be saying. So,
hey, the more you know, the more you know.
Future is like every mom's nightmare for their daughter.
Yes, it's awful. Scary, but
Future's Future.
You know what you're going to get.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We got some coins, we got the bag.
For sure.
Yeah.
And Lori, then, myself, okay, Lori, all right.
That's right. That's right. I'm not mad at her. Do you?
Yeah. But y'all can't do this to me. Next up, we got, I believe it's on Amazon Prime, Homecoming Season 2, which is basically a non-sequential episodic series. So each season focuses on a different person and their story. And this focuses on a person who wakes up in a boat and she doesn't know who she is. And it stars Janelle Monáe, who I'm just surprised really went from music to movies and TV, which I'm not mad at because she can act. But she's this character that is trying to figure out who she is. And it seems like there's a lot of government things in there, some Secret Service things that are going on with that. So that one is coming out later this week, and I think people should definitely give it a watch.
All right.
Yeah. And I saved the best for last. So Beyonce's other children, Chloe and Holly, released a single for their new album called Ungodly Hour, and it is called Do It, which is like this R&B almost popish song, and it's really lit. And what's even more litter is the music video that they had. So I'm like, dang, they actually, I remember them as kids, and now I'm thinking about it, like, I'm their same age, but now they grown like in this music video. I'm like, oh wow, like Parkwood Entertainment and Beyonce know how to just surprise people. So if you guys listen to it, what did you guys think about it?
I saw that video and it was fire. It was giving me these, like, speaking of fire, it was giving me these, like, Aaliyah, I don't know if it's Hot Like Fire or Page Letter vibes, right? Hot Like Fire, right? I feel like it's just giving me those kind of vibes. And there was this, like, mirror little segment that they were doing that's giving me Mirrors, Justin Timberlake vibes. I love the dancing. I like Elgin said, they like look so good, but I'm like, y'all are children. Like, what is happening? So I loved it though.
I didn't even know they were my same age. I was kind of shocked.
They like 19,
20? Yeah, one is 19 and the other one is 1 year younger than me. She's 21. So I'm like, what? I thought y'all was like 18.
Yeah.
They ain't 18 no more.
Right. No ma'am.
Yeah, no, they are so talented. Their voices are so beautiful. So Beyonce did such a good job with her little prodigy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, Elgin, that's it. So you got four. All right, yep. Ashley, what's going on in 20 minutes, girl?
First of all, the orange one.
Oh, okay.
Went online, or was at like a meeting or something this week, and confirmed that he has been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to prevent coronavirus. Now, this drug has not been approved by the FDA, but Trump says that his doctor said he could take it and it was fine. You know, personally, I'm like, if he wants to be the guinea pig, let's just see what happens. You know, I'm not too mad. Like, try it out. See, let's see how it goes. They do say that some of the side effects are like serious heart rhythm issues. So I'm like, dude, you're a man of a certain age. You're not in the best shape of your life. So this probably isn't the drug you should be trying. But hey, who am I to judge? Anyway, on to
obese.
I know. I didn't want to skip over that point.
Pelosi or something, I believe.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi said it in the interview yesterday. And I love too that like Trump is morbidly obese was legit trending on Twitter today.
Trump is always talking about other people and their weight and how they're out of shape. So it's kind of like, oh, the shape was real.
I loved it.
Let's see how the drug works for him. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, they're going to be crossed, all right.
Moving on to a presidential hopeful. There are lots of whispers around saying that Biden may be asking a Black female to be his VP. How amazing would that be? So, of course, as we know, Biden has the majority of the Black vote. He has about, I think it's like 43% right now. And even when, you know, Booker was, Cory Booker was in the running, he only had like 3% of the black vote. A black man having 3% versus Biden having 43%, that says a lot. Mm-hmm. But Stacey Abrams, you know, she was the Democratic candidate for Georgia governor. She is vying for the position. People are also saying Kamala could be a great addition to the ticket. So nothing has been confirmed. He just said that he was going to put a woman on the ticket, but we don't know if it's actually going to be a black woman yet. So history could be happening in the next few months. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. And last but not least, states are starting to open back up. So by tomorrow, most of the states will be at least partially open during this coronavirus pandemic, even though the coronavirus numbers are rising. People are just sick and tired. So states are opening up. I didn't even realize, but Monday is Memorial Day. Did you guys realize that? It's like Memorial Day.
Oh, weekend. Wow, it is.
Devastating.
Yeah.
It's just like Memorial Day is on Monday. So, you know, I'm just like, I want everybody to be healthy, but I'm ready for summer to begin. So, you know, we're making steps slowly but surely. And that's all I have for you this week. It's short and sweet.
Thank you, girl. Short and sweet. Okay, guys, let's get into this petty crime segment. Okay. Ooh,
that's my favorite.
Kroger grocery stores has apparently given out too much money, and they are asking their essential employees to pay back the extra money they receive from emergency pay. So in the letter that you're currently seeing right now, the information is blacked out. But apparently, they sent letters out to their employees asking for them to repay the money back, and they set them up with several options. They have a payment plan, or they will take the remaining balance out of their paychecks, okay? So, as you all know, that letter went viral, and Twitter had a lot to say. So, let's go and read some tweets. Someone tweeted, Kroger, you have lost our family customers, and we will be sharing this concerning news with friends and families as well. Your CEO, Rodney McMullen, was awarded $21.1 million in compensation for 2019. This is completely wrong, okay? Our next tweet says, you should be ashamed. I'll never shop at your store again, and advise friends and family to no longer do so as well. At a time when we should be doing all we can to help one another, you choose greed over compassion. Mm-hmm. Our next tweet says, okay, so this is, so all the tweets, it was trending, you guys. And so Kroger finally responded, and they said, thank you for reaching out. We've instructed our payroll department to directly inform the small number of associates affected by the recent overpayments of emergency leave of absence pay that we will not seek repayment. So as you all know, people are like, you only changed your mind because of the backlash. But I still want to know, was Kroger being petty and heartless, especially during this pandemic, or are they in the right for asking their money back since it was a mistake?
Kroger is out of their goddamn minds. I can't think of this. To me, this story is like a microcosm of the United States. It's like, give as much money to the big businesses as possible. When it comes to helping out the people who keep the businesses running, those businesses turn a blind eye. I'm sure, I didn't realize the CEO had gotten so much money. Like, will you be returning that money that you received from the federal government, sir? I highly doubt you will not be. So I think that this is, again, it's a true drop of what's going on in a much greater scale in the United States. So yes, they're petty for this.
Agreed. Very petty. I mean, and they're essential workers. Like, how dare you? How dare you take money from these people who are literally holding this country up right now? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Just guilty.
The gavel. He gave the gavel. And you know, our viewer Jolly Rhino said, made a good point. He says 90,000 dead and numbers rising. Like, let's reopen. Like, these we still have cases going on, and we have companies like this and policies in place where, like, people don't feel comfortable going back into the workforce with these numbers rising like they are. And we have companies that the people are working for who are doing them dirty like this. It's disheartening.
Yeah, and you know, I agree. I just feel like Kroger was being a bit petty. Like, it's not their fault that you mailed out a check to them and then asked them to give them back the money and then gave them the option of a payment plan. They had three payments. It was in the letter. If they put the letter, if y'all put the letter back up there, gave them three options for a payment plan. Or they can just take it out their paycheck. I'm like, are y'all serious?
Wow, it could be your own people.
Like, it's people out here dying. It's people out here with no jobs. It's people out here, like, it's a lot going on. And you want them to mail back some money after a check that you sent them. That is outrageous and crazy. And we have to worry about. They could be donating to families, donating groceries. They could be doing a lot instead of wasting paper to mail out to families. But, you know, they rectified the situation after the backlash. They said they're not asking for the money back. So, thank God for Twitter. So
thank God for Twitter.
Literally.
Guys, okay. Wow. It was so, today was such a good show, guys. I just,
yeah, it was.
And thank you so much for everybody that was in the live chat today. Y'all got our live chat popping. Make sure y'all back the same time, same place. But before we exit out, I have to let my panel let you know where you can find them at. Okay, so we'll start with James. Where can they find you at?
You can find your boy James Maple on Instagram at Terrell James Maple, on Twitter at James Maple Actor. Also, I do the after show for Vagrant Queen on Sundays at 3 for AfterBuzz TV, and do articles as well. So look out for your boy there.
Ashley, where can we find your beautiful self, girl?
Oh, it takes one to know one. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Ashley Dior Jones. I also do a weekly article for Black Hollywood Live called New Black and Beautiful, where we highlight amazing, beautiful Black women doing amazing, amazing things. So definitely check out those articles. Thank you.
Elgin, where can we find you at, handsome? Sorry,
James. Thank you.
Right.
y'all can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elgin_ball. Y'all can catch me right in 3 or 4 weekly articles. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, guys, I am AJ. Yeah. You guys can find me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and on Twitter at CrimsonPearl22. Okay. And I also write articles as well. If you guys want more info on the Alicia Keys story, I did write an article on that. So you can check that out on Black Hollywood Live. And yeah, thank you guys for joining. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. This is Black Twitter. Okay. And we out.
Okay.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.